This morning, as we reflect on the birth of Jesus, this time of year, may we rest in the sovereignty of God's plan. For his salvation was not a reaction to sin, but was a forethought, something that was before creation. We read in the Bible that Jesus' advent, his coming, was promised long before the law was ever given. It was even promised promised first to man in the garden. But we know from John 1:1, as we read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. God's salvation was with him in the beginning. And we first hear the gospel in Genesis. If you turn with me to Genesis 3, verse 15, it says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed," this is a small s, meaning Satan, "and her seed," which is Christ. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Here the gospel is given. The promise of the destroying Satan and his rule is given here. If you turn with me to Genesis 15, we have Abraham's covenant, and starting in verse 1. "And after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Abraham, for I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward.' But Abraham said, 'Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?' Then Abraham said, 'Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir. Then he brought him outside and said, Look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to them, So shall your descendants be. And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness." We are given the person in whom God has promised to bring forth his salvation through. In Genesis 1:6, God makes a covenant with Abram that he will make him great, a great nation in which all the world will be blessed. And it all starts with his son Isaac, his son of promise. Isaac is Abraham's promised son and is a picture of the future of the promised Messiah. It is through the line of Isaac that the Messiah comes, and not through Ishmael, who was Abraham's firstborn through Hagar. Isaac is the one God has set apart. God tests Abraham's faith by telling him to take Isaac, his son of promise, to the Mount Moriah and to offer him as a sacrifice to the Lord. And God sees Abraham's faithfulness, and the angel of the Lord calls to Abraham to not lay a hand on the lad in verses 15 of Genesis 22, we read, "Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, 'By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and of the sands of the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.'" Abraham is given the covenant again, and we learn that in your seed, singular, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. We can see that Abraham offering Isaac on top of Mount Moriah is a picture and a foretelling of what God will do with his own son on the same mountain for our sins, and is even a picture of the resurrection of Jesus. After God called Abraham to offer Isaac, it takes Abraham 3 days before he gets to Mount Moriah. In verse 4 of Genesis 22, it says, "Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off." God gave Isaac back to Abraham alive on the third day, so that it is a picture of both the death and resurrection of Christ, that through one, many will be saved. This is no coincidence. God has made it possible for both Jew and Gentile to become descendants of Abraham through Christ, through Jesus Christ. This is the promise of God to Abraham, the descendants, that his descendants will be as the stars of heaven and the sand of the seashore. Paul in Galatians 3 gives us a commentary on these verses. And starting at verse 14, Paul says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak in a manner of men, though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls it or adds to it. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, "And to seeds as many," but "as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ." And this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. You see, that before the law was ever given, 430 years before, God made a promise with Abraham to bless the world through him and through his seed, singular, speaking specifically of Christ, the Messiah, the one who will take away the sin of the world. When the law came, it did not change God's promise, but reinforced the need for the seed of Abraham. God never goes back on his promises. God promised Abraham, "I am going to give you this land. I'm going to give you a son and a people that will be numberless as the sands of the seashore." God fulfilled that promise and brought from Abraham the nation of Israel and several other nations. But the promises were given through Isaac, whose line led to the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed. God promised Abraham that he would make him a blessing to all people. That blessing is what every person here and in the world today needs, Jesus. The promise concerning Christ was made before the Mosaic Law was ever given, and that promise holds good as though there had been no law given. God's sovereign plan for salvation for you and I was in place before creation. He has been reconciling the world to himself through his Son. In verse 26 of Galatians 3, Paul brings it all together and says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Meaning, we are sons of God when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. We can be called sons of God. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. This is not just the physical baptism, but is the spiritual baptism of Jesus Christ. That when we place our faith upon him, he comes to dwell within us, and we put on Jesus Christ. He is our strength. So therefore, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You see, Jesus came to earth preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This message is still true today. We need to repent to put on Christ, to see the promises of Abraham, to the promise of heaven. as we meet together with our friends and our families, and we share and celebrate our wonderful gift of salvation with one another, that we would give the honor and praise to the one who has been promised to for our salvation, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that our focus and our love and our praise today would be towards Jesus for his wonderful gift that he has given to us.